Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is What's on Your Mind. Or some days, as I like to refer to it, have you lost your mind? Is really how I like to look at that some days. Just depends on what the topic of the show is or how the calls go. You just kind of make sense. Morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. You know, I am joined by my trusty sidekick, who I've rented from Scott for the next few days, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. You know, you're stuck with me for 3 days in a row. This is you're going to
be actually not 3 days in a row. It's three business days in a row.
That is true.
It's the only reason you're going to be able to put up with me for 3 days in a row.
I am here.
Not actual consecutive days. So.
I and all three of my listeners are going to be here for the next three business days.
Am I one of those?
Well, you're kind of forced to because you sit there with the headphones.
So it's only two other people?
Either that or you got Pandora going on in the other side of things.
No, iHeartRadio.
Oh, iHeartRadio. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Why would I use that app?
I was going to say sorry to the Clear Channel people listening to the radio right
now. The who?
All iHeart Corporation now.
Yeah, iHeart Media. Yeah.
I'm not alone, though. I saw an article yesterday about this company where even the Wall Street Journal still called them.
Oh, I know. Trust me. There's a... I have this tendency to want to call around the country and just see how many of our people are still answering at Clear Channel. And I know you're kind of, you've got roots in Minot where we have changed the sign. So that's your pass.
That is my pass.
You get to say that you're going to keep calling it that until they finally change theirs.
When
sign.
I was in college and a few years after that, I actually was on the air in Minot back in the day. And then figured out I wasn't good enough to make any money doing that. Not like you. I was destined to poverty if I stayed in the radio business.
I'm hoping to start making money in this industry.
So anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. As always, a lot of exciting things going on. Today is Free for All Friday, and I'm going to try not to say that too often too fast. But basically, the bottom line here is what you want to talk about is what we're going to talk about today. And since Todd has failed to give me the sheet with the phone numbers on it, I'm going to have Todd give you the ways to contact us so that we can get you involved in this show.
It's my little way to make sure you make me part of the show.
Right, there, no kidding.
701-258-0550 in Bismarck, Mandan. Or if you're outside Bismarck, Mandan, toll free 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can also write in studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or the newfangled thing to do, to keep yourself a secret and the bosses and find out you're participating in the show, you can text in to 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
This is kind of like Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump, because that's your personal cell phone, which I find kind of interesting. So you've given out...
Yeah, but
you
basically pay the bill, so I don't care how high we get the bill.
You personally trumped yourself, is what you're saying there.
Right.
So anyway, we're welcoming your calls to the show, anything you want to talk about. I do want to deal with one piece of business that Scott sent me last night to take care of during the show today. Yesterday, one of the callers asked the question about where Senator Hoeven is on the whole Planned Parenthood debacle, the selling of fetus parts, and what he thinks should be done. We were able to get a hold of a representative from the senator's office yesterday, and the senator has called for an investigation, in fact, joined with other Republican senators in demanding an investigation, and is a sponsor on a bill to defund Planned Parenthood as a result of this. Now, the other North Dakota senator, Heidi Heitkamp, has gone the opposite way. Of course, she has been silent on the issue of the fetus research issue, but has come out last night, and this is fresh from the Wall Street Journal. Last night, a representative of her office was quoted as saying she will oppose the bill to defund Planned Parenthood. So that's the yin and yang of where our North Dakota senators stand at this issue. And, of course, I think we can pretty much guess where Kevin Cramer would be if it makes it over to the House side. Bottom line is I did want to clear up that one thing before we moved into the show today. And let's do that. Let's jump right in. Let's go to line one. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello.
Hey.
That's me.
Yeah, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, I think North Dakota should become a sanctuary state. yeah. A sanctuary for big game hunters.
Oh, where people...
That line was on the news again this morning. Fox News at 8 o'clock. It was on there again. I just about lost it.
Well, so are you saying that lions should move here or just people that hunt big game
just
lions?
People that hunt those lions.
You know, I got to tell you, in all the things that we could be focused on in this world, it's amazing how the shiny, swirling object gets our attention. And, of course, you know, is it the media driving us or us driving the media? I tend to think it's a little of both. I mean, I think, you know, we love, you know, look at what happens. Social media is a good example of what happens in this. It isn't just the media doing it to us. We do it to ourselves. Look at how this exploded on social media and became this worldwide condemnation of this dentist in Minnesota. Right or wrong, it does speak to the fact that we get easily distracted and, for lack of a better word, entertained by this kind of dialogue. And it's really sad when you think about all the important things going on in this world. Now, I will tell you this, and I'm probably going to get ripped for this today, Joe, is that I have a little bit of a problem with luring a lion out, you know, bringing him out just so a guy can shoot him with a bow and arrow. I mean, why not just bring in, you know, stake him to the ground and let the guy come out with a knife and take him out? You know, I mean, this is not my, and I'm a hunter. This is not a guy who is like a guy who's a member of PETA and the Humane Society of the United States. I'm talking about there is something fundamentally wrong. But in the context of what's going on in the world, no question, this thing was ridiculously overblown.
I agree. I mean, there's no way a man should have to go into hiding because he shoots a lion, no matter how unsportsmanlike it is. He still shouldn't have to give up his business and go into hiding.
Well, and if he broke the laws in Zimbabwe, he should go back and face the consequences for that. But you're absolutely right. There's no reason why. And this just speaks to, you know, we can kill millions of babies. We can have poverty in the streets. We can have drug increases in North Dakota. But this is what we focus on. It is absurd.
Yeah.
And it says something about our priorities in this country.
Yeah. Do you think that's why Theodore Roosevelt came to the Badlands? Because he was hiding from protesters?
Well, no, he wasn't, but they're good old Teddy had his fair share of detractors, so there made him, you know, he did talk about how he came out to kind of cleanse his soul and to refocus in his life, and so he probably wasn't running from big game protesters, but it was a great place. So you're right, we should be a sanctuary for people who need to find their way in life, because if the rest of the world, especially the rest of this country, looked like North Dakota, we'd be in pretty good shape.
I agree. Oh, yeah.
So, Joe, are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called before. It was quite a while ago, but I haven't called before.
Well, the good news is that you're also the first caller of the day. So I've got Medora goodies if you're interested in going to Medora.
Wow. All right.
So how about we set you up with one pair of Medora musical tickets? That's one pair of Medora musical tickets. I think you can use them anytime this year or even next year. And hang on the line, and the guys are going to get your name and contact information, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to the Medora musical.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Anyway, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this lion thing today. If you want to talk about it, that's great. We'll do that, because it's not that I think that it's a travesty that this guy's in trouble over this, especially if he broke the law. But there are so many better things to talk about in this world, whether it be the Planned Parenthood issue, which I think is substantial. If this organization, which gets hundreds of millions of dollars a year from the federal government, is breaking the law and doing unethical things just to pad the books, or the fact that the president has signaled that he's actually going to veto the Keystone Pipeline bill, which even with a new president, that means they've got to start all over and delays the process once again.
What's his big thing about vetoing now? What's his problem?
Well, number one, it's, you know, his buddies in the environmental movement will absolutely have a conniption. And he's free to do whatever he wants now. Look at the tenor.
Trucks and trains are safer than pipelines, is what you're telling me.
Well, exactly. And it means something to North Dakota, because 10% of the capacity of the Keystone Pipeline will be taking North Dakota crude. That's trucks off the road and
exactly.
Rail cars off. And had we not spent the last, 6 or 7 years doing this and going through this process, that pipeline would already be built, and we would already be seeing the benefits of that.
If it was really about the environment, we'd have the pipeline.
Well, exactly. That's right. It's about anti-fossil fuels, and playing to that constituency. You know, there's a...
We fly our planes to tell people to not fly planes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's an anti-fuel, fossil fuel mentality. Think about what the EPA is doing on coal. And if you think coal's the end of what the EPA is going to do, the minute they kill coal, they're going to go after natural gas. They'll go after gasoline. Hillary Clinton, the front runner for the Democrat Party, former Secretary of State to the Obama administration, has come out and said it's her goal, her mission in life, to do away with fossil fuels. I mean, that kind of sets the stage for why all these things are being judged. It's not the merits of the project. It's some naive perception of what is right and wrong, and quite frankly, really is immaterial. I love one of the comments that came out in terms of the latest round of debate on all this. It won't make any difference. We will act unilaterally. Carbon emissions will still go up, yeah. And we're the ones who pay the price with higher energy costs, and a weaker national defense based on energy. Anyway, more on this with What's on Your Mind in a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog on each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On your mind, Pat Thinkin, and for me, Scott Hinnon, today after I tell you about MBI Energy Services, one of North Dakota's great companies with all kinds of great careers waiting for you right now. Open positions you'll find at MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page. Positions in Watford City and Williston, Gillette, Wyoming, and Killdeer. Here's a hot oil truck operator,
and a diesel mechanic that are looking for in Watford City, as an example. Great community to live in, great career opportunity, check it out, and much more. MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page. Okay. Also want to tell you about our Twins Fun Bus. Less than 2 weeks away to see the Twins take on the Texas Rangers. It'll be August 13th. That's Thursday, a 12:10 game. Leave at 7 in the morning on the bus. Back after the game, we're going to have a blast. Bus leaves from Fargo. If you need an overnight stay in Fargo, get you a good deal on that, too. Call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3, and join us. Great seats behind home plate. Coach ride down there. Make some memories for some Twins baseball. More What's on Your Mind now with the one and only Pat Finken.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for the introduction. You know, Todd, it was just dawned on me. We never really did the introduction because you and I got off on topic right away. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken, sitting in for Scott Hennon, who is, I think, at a fishing derby today, of all things. I kind of this picture of Scott in hip waders and a floppy hat out there standing in a boat someplace fishing in Lake Sakakawea. But anyway, today is Free for All Friday, your chance to drive what we talk about, especially in this first hour. And let's go back to the phones right away. Linda, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I like the idea that the first caller had about having North Dakota a sanctuary state, but I think it should be a sanctuary state for our babies. And my hunter that I would keep out is the hunter of Heidi Heitkamp. She's our senator that wants to hunt for dollars through the death of our children. So if she's, like you had said, today you said Wall Street Journal?
The Wall Street Journal reports that she is defending Planned Parenthood, that she is siding with Planned Parenthood on this issue. I should be clear about this. She opposes defunding Planned Parenthood, but has been silent on the issue of their fetus research and the sale of fetuses carryover from abortions for research purposes. She's not said boo.
You know, anybody with character, though, would not stand with Planned Parenthood after the indication of the corrupt practices they have. You know, just taking advantage of young women or older women and harvesting their babies for money. I just think it shows her character, and we need her out of our state. She's the hunter we need to remove from our state by not electing her again. Don't you think people should call her office if they are wanting Planned Parenthood to be investigated?
I think if you care about this issue, and most North Dakotans would find the use of fetal parts for research abhorrent. They would absolutely disagree. And, of course, she hasn't come out in support of it, but she's noticeably quiet on this issue. And her vote on defunding Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, probably is not going to get the 60 votes in the Senate needed to move forward. So not only is she not supporting this, but she's a major reason why it doesn't go forward. People should contact her either by going to her website and sending in something on her comment section or calling her office and let them know how they feel about her attitude towards Planned Parenthood and especially this piece of it. Let me ask you another question, though, Linda, while I've got you on the phone on a bigger context. Sure. You know, there's a rumor going around, not a rumor. I mean, it's actually kind of become something of discussion in a lot of circles and a lot of corners in this state about Heidi coming back and running for governor. Instead of finishing out her Senate term, that she would come back and run for governor, raising money as a federal candidate, and, of course, the laws would allow her to bring that money back and run for governor of the state of North Dakota. What would you say to that if Heidi decided that she wanted to come back and run? Do you think that's the right thing for her to do, or what's your reaction to that idea?
Well, I certainly hope the citizens of North Dakota will make the choice, if she is on the ticket for any position, to not let her be a leader in our state. I hope people will have the character to say, we can't afford this, to allow abortions to continue in our state and think that we're a healthy state. So, you know, I go back to that sanctuary state. Do we really want a governor that wouldn't stand for life at any stage of development? I don't. And I guess it's up to her if she wants to run as governor. But I hope the citizens in our state will say, no way, don't. You're not taking an office again to represent us.
Well, Linda, thanks for the call. Appreciate your comments. Sure, let's go to line two. Conway, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a member of the Guard here, and I just want to thank everybody for the Red Hawks game last night. And you know, when you go out in the community here in Fargo, there's a lot of people that just thank you for being in the military and such like that. So, you know, you compare it to Vietnam where look at or neglected and looked down on. But, you know, you go to the game last night, you see people with their Vietnam hats and their Gulf War hats and everything like that. And it was just a good thing to know that the community and the people around here haven't forgot the military. And sometimes you're, you know, doing stuff at work or at the base and you kind of forget that, you know, or you just don't realize how much people appreciate you. So it was just a good thing. So I appreciate
yeah, no, that event. I assume you're calling from Fargo. I'm in Bismarck, and I was not able to attend that. But that kind of event is obviously something that is well needed and something we should do more often. And I appreciate you calling to remind us about the fact that they had that. Wasn't Lee Greenwood there last night, too?
Yeah, he was. He actually sung a couple times and did it at the 7th Inning Stretch Show. It was a really good thing to see that, too.
Well, and that was sponsored by the Fargo-Moorhead Economic Development Commission, as I recall, in which, you know, it's nice to see them get engaged. But I'm with you. I you know, by the way, let me start by saying thank you for your service. Your service and all you do to keep this country free. You know, you talk about those kinds of events. We can never do enough to thank all of you that have taken time out of your life and put yourself at risk to serve this country and to protect our freedoms. I was at the 4th of July concert at the Capitol grounds, and they really do an excellent job there as well. If you've not been to the Capitol fireworks show and the Bismarck Symphony show there, it really is touching because throughout the evening they recognize members of the different military branches. They break it out and really give people an opportunity to show their appreciation. And it's heartwarming when you see, especially some of these older veterans, stand up and be recognized. And it's just something that, you know, we need to do more of. We need to demonstrate our appreciation more often and in meaningful ways. And one of those is to make sure that we fully fund veteran care in this country.
So I agree, and then, you know, you forget everything, you know, like I said, you know, I'm at the Guard, but then you see the Army and the Navy and the American Legion and the DFW, and then you see all these guys together and you realize how many people and how much time and family, you know, was spent when, you know, to keep the country the way it is. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. Thank you.
Hey, Conway, one question for you before I let you go. Are you a golfer?
Not much of a golfer.
How about a set of passes for the Cowboy Hall of Fame out in Medora? I've got some giveaways today that for them. And if you haven't been to the Cowboy Hall of Fame, it's crazy cool. You know, it's a part of North Dakota history that maybe we don't spend as much time talking about. But if you haven't been out to the Hall of Fame out in Medora, I really highly recommend. And of course, the whole trip out west is worth the time. If you're up for it, I've got a set of passes, a family pass for the Hall of Fame for you as a part of our thanks to you for your service. Hang on the phone. They'll be with you in a sec. Hang on, and they'll get that information, and we'll be back with more What's on Your Mind in just a minute.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Pat Finkett in for me, Scott Hinnon, today, after I spend a moment telling you about my pals at Polar Service Center. $15 million. That is the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. There's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Everything that you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose, they have it. Killdeer, soon in Williston, and Billings, too. They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they have a pump for it. If you've got to push sand off a trailer, they got a blower for it. If you push water or vacuum water onto a trailer, they have the pump for it and the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair in Billings with a full fab shop there. And their Killdeer location delivers to Dickinson, to Watford City, to Williston, to Bismarck, and Minot, too. And they have a tank wash. So remember that in both locations. Mention my name. Get $100 off your first wash at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Killdeer, or in Billings, I-90, north side, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. They're simply the best. Now more with our guest host today, Mr. Pat Finkett. Pat?
Hey, thank you, Scotty. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. If you want to be part of the conversation today, and remember, it's Freeform Friday, or Free-for-All Friday, whichever you want to call it, means that we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. The numbers to call are 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Let's get back to the phones. Brian, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You made a good point about fully funding the veterans. I got an idea. Why don't you take the money from Planned Parenthood and funnel that towards the veterans where it can be better used?
Hey,
I'm for that money.
I'm fully with that. That's a great idea. That's a maybe even make it real hard for people to vote against the idea of defunding Planned Parenthood and their illegal activities in this regard. I think that's a great idea. By the way, for those of you that don't know, the Senate did pass the highway bill that contained additional money for veterans care. I think it gets us through the next 90 days as they work to a long-term solution there. But, Brian, great point, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. We should do that. You know, I'm going to change the tact a little bit here. And, again, Brian, thanks for your call. Let's focus a little bit. Before we get too far away, let's talk a little bit about next week. As you know, the first presidential debate is coming up next week. It's on August 6th. The primetime event is at 9. Fox has announced an undercard, as I like to put it. They're going to have a preliminary event for the people who don't make the primetime event. And, of course, originally they were planning on 6. Now there will be 7 with the Virginia governor, the former Virginia governor, getting into this issue. But so far, just a little update in terms of the polling, it looks like for the primetime debate, it's going to be Trump, Walker, Bush, Rubio, Carson, Huckabee, Paul, Cruz, and Kasich. Now, that's only 9. They're going to have 10. And quite frankly, who knows who that 10th member will be. It just depends on the poll that you look at. But right now, that's who's going to be there. Who do you think should be included in that prime time event? I do want to, you know, I do have to, before we go back to the phones, I do have to comment on Todd Mitchell's favorite Republican candidate for President, Donald Trump. The Donald.
When, I don't remember saying that, but go ahead and.
The Donald continues to astound me in terms of, I just don't understand why people support this guy. I mean, you know.
He finally says something, and so many people just want to remain quiet and meek and quiet.
Yeah, but the problem
is. Do I want him to be president? I'm not so sure, but I'm glad somebody's willing to come up to. And,
yeah, except that.
As long as he got to lose, nothing. What, he's Donald.
Yeah, but the problem is he says what he has to say to get what he wants. There is no track record that supports where he is on a lot of these positions. You know, I went out looking.
Well, I don't want him for president. I'm not saying I want the guy for president. I'm just glad he's in the mix and shaking things up a little bit.
I got to tell you, I went out and looked at his website, and the issues that he talks about, I'm on board with. The problem is, if you go back 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, he was on the other side of a lot of these issues.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, let's be honest,
maybe
as
he's
a president,
light finally.
You know, we do not need a hothead who tees off on people.
Well,
in front
I don't
of
want
the country.
Him
all right, exactly.
Okay.
But how do we have a serious discussion when we're distracted? And here's the new wrinkle.
Okay.
Those of you that have heard me on the show before, I talk about the Donald. You know, the reasons I don't support him, even though I support a lot
of
things.
Well, your guy, by the way, so you're saying he's my guy.
Let me finish this thought, and then we'll do that later. But we can't trust him. He's not presidential. And here's the latest. He's a mile wide and an inch deep, as my old man used to say. Mile wide, inch deep.
Yeah.
As you dig into some of the details, and immigration is a great example. You know, he's made his hay on immigration. So you know what his plan is to deal with the illegals here? Because that's one of the things he's been criticized for. You know, he's been all about get tough, build the fence, blah, 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 right? Which, you know, most people agree with. But he's never dealt with, you know, what do we do with the 12 million illegals that are here? Well, right. Yesterday he came out, and his big plan for that is we're going to deport them all to whatever country they came from, mostly Mexico. And then we're going to make them reapply, and then they can come back in, not as citizens, but on some sort of work visa. But he's going to deport all these people. And again.
Well, he's got the money to do it, I guess.
Well,
I don't know how anybody else is going to get that.
There is no way that we're going to load up 12 million people in buses and take them back. That is just, it just shows that that he doesn't think through this, that he's really not a candidate as a substance. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of him taking up all the oxygen from this serious discussion.
I agree. But maybe he will be able to flush out those who also have no substance,
you know,
are being really quiet and bubbling under, or better yet, flush out the guys who do have substance, who do bubble up.
What will happen is that others will be emboldened by this approach, whether it's good policy or not, to say outrageous things to try and jump in and catch on that coattail, and again, will further dilute. Instead of having a serious discussion about the issues of the day, we've turned this thing into who can say the most outrageous thing. This is like a bad ABC
family.
So you'd
rather see Hillary get elected than Donald Trump, then. Is that what you're saying?
What's that?
You'd rather see Hillary in there than Donald Trump?
No, I would rather see a lot of the Republicans. I can get behind Scott Walker in a heartbeat.
Okay.
I like, in fact, a Walker-Rubio mix would be good. You know, I there's a lot of things. I've always said that Jeb Bush is the smartest of the Bushes, all of them. I mean, there are a lot of people that are serious candidates with good policies.
The Republicans are not going to get behind Jeb Bush. The far right will not get behind him.
Well,
he's unelectable for the far right.
But let's remember, there's a lot more of us than just that very, very extreme far right.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Steve on Live 1. Welcome to the show, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just pulled into the gas station out at Steele, and as a public service to the traveling public, I wanted to let everybody know that you can get gas for a full dime cheaper here in Steele than you can in Bismarck. So limp it on over to Steele on fumes and save yourself some bucks. I just saved $2.30 on the 23 gallons that I pumped. And I know if I go over to Fargo, it's going to be another dime cheaper there. So make sure you bypass Bismarck and those high gas prices and roll on into Steele and save yourself some money.
So the world-famous coffee cup truck stop in Steele, North Dakota is what you're referring to, I assume.
Absolutely, and it's a blooming enterprise. Place is full, and I think probably people are starting to realize that they can get some real savings from just going a few miles east of Bismarck to fill up.
Hey, Steve, since you like to be on the road and buy low-cost gas, are you a golfer?
Yeah.
Well, I have for you a pair of Bully Pulpit golf passes so that you can get on the road again, take your, the savings that you put into this and go out to Bully Pulpit and play some golf out there. Just hang on the line and the guys will get your name and contact information and we'll get you a set of those Bully Pulpit golf.
Some of the savings from my gas purchase today, I'll go toward a cart rental out at Bully Pulpit. Thanks a lot.
And trust me, you're going to want a cart. But those passes are on the way, and congratulations from all those good people out at the Medora Musical and the whole Medora group for providing prizes. So thank you very much for your call, and hang on. They'll get to you in just a second. Let's go to line two. Bob, what's on your mind?
I would just turn into your radio station. I listen to it all the time, but I just got on there today. And this guy that's talking, he said, Trump's not presidential. Do you think Obama's presidential? What kind of, he does whatever he wants. He cares about nothing. And then he says, well, Donald Trump says outrageous thing. You mean like Pelosi says we got to sign it so we can find out what's in it?
Yeah, you're not going to get an argument out of me. I'm not saying the current president is all that presidential and that he's very cooperative.
Right,
okay.
What would our forefathers say to the concept of sign it, then find out what's in it? That scares me.
And then one other thing, you say that the Republicans aren't going to get behind Bush for president. I'll tell you, I'm on the executive committee of the Republican Party of the part of North Dakota, and I'll send a message again. If the Republican Party nominates Jeb Bush, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. That's another message. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
I told you so, Pat, but I told you so.
Yeah, I got to tell you that the people, though, that talk about voting for Hillary if Bush is, that's cutting your nose off to spite your face.
I don't agree with the philosophy.
I got to tell you that.
I just know it's there.
This idea that it's either all or nothing, it's perfect or nothing, and that's what you get when you vote for Hillary, to punish people over maybe not having the perfect Republican candidate. Now, I would like to correct the caller. My choice right now, based on what we know today, I could support a Walker Rubio ticket. I think that'd be killer, man. I think that'd be great. Let's go back to the phones. Jeff, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, the best way to shut Donald Trump up is for the other candidates to really get out there and start telling us what they're going to do about these things, about immigration, about the economy, about everything else. And they're not. These guys are riding underneath the tide, just waiting for somebody else to blow up so they can just move up through attrition. That is the wrong way to handle this. And like your last guy that called, he said he's a member of the executive committee of the North Dakota Party. I've been a heavily involved member of the North Dakota Party as well, and I said the same exact thing. If Bush rises to the top in this party, I'm gone, and I'm going Hillary Clinton, come hell or high water. No matter how rotten, evil, and despicable that woman is, I'll vote for her because the party is not standing up for its principles.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call and your comments. I don't know that it's worth punishing the Republican Party over 8 years of Hillary Clinton, but I guess that's your call. Let's go to line four. Jerome, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have a theory on this Donald Trump issue. I think that being Trump was such a buddy-buddy with the Clintons, that the Democratic Party pushed him into running as a Republican.
I've heard that. I've brought that up before. You're right. Hey, Jerome, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to have you finish this thought right after the break. We'll be back with Jerome and what's more on your mind in just a moment.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Pat Finkett in for yours truly today, but I first need to tell you about how well I'm sleeping on my vacation. Folks, I guarantee it. The most comfortable pillow you'll ever own is a phone call away. My pillow is nothing short of extraordinary. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. And I'll tell you what I found one, the best. Minnesota made. Everything about this pillow is a USA product. And they actually manufacture them in Minnesota. The founder, the inventor, is our friend Mike Lindell. And he personally guarantees this will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. It comes with a 10-year warranty, so do the math. You're getting a great night's sleep for pennies a night. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and you'll get a 2-for-1 deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And now more of What's on Your Mind with Pat Finken.
Thanks, Scotty, and welcome back to the show. If you want to be part of the discussion, you can call us at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Text message we just got in, which I think is a great point. By voting for Clinton, people will not be punishing the Republican Party. They'll be punishing the American people. Let's go back to Jerome on line four. Jerome from Devil's Lake, you were about to make a point that I thought was worthy of more than the 30 seconds you had. Jerome, go ahead and finish your thought on that.
Well, I'm glad somebody else had the same theory I did, because I just think Trump in there, everybody's talking about him and his antics, and nobody's talking about the real issues that face this country.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought about that, too, myself. I'm not sure I believe it, but quite frankly, it's very plausible. But more importantly, your bigger point is that this is a perfect way to drive a wedge between the American voter, not just Republican politics, the American voter and the Republican Party, to ensure that that was a Freudian slip there. Heidi, Hillary, it's all the same thing, right? You think about on the issues, it's pretty darn close.
I know.
So that Hillary gets elected. Jerome, great point. Thanks for the call. Let's go to line five, Sally from Grand Forks. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Well, there's no need for conservatives to fall for Donald Trump. He's, as you pointed out, he's been on every side of every issue, depending on when it's convenient to be there. And another one who's done that has been Scott Walker. But I'll tell you who's been consistent and who's been right out there and not afraid to say it, and that's Ted Cruz. Now, if you want a conservative, you want to go back to the Constitution, and you want to get back to the rule of law and guard our borders, balance our budget, I think the person that you ought to be looking closely at is Ted Cruz, because he's been there, he's been consistent, he has a record.
Well, Sally, I appreciate your call. I'm not sure I can get behind Ted Cruz, because I think he tends to come off a little extreme and oftentimes just to trigger his fundraising machine. But I understand where you're coming from on that. Another name that you might consider, since we're trading hints, because I like Walker, and Walker's in a state that Republicans probably won't win very often, and we need to win states we can't win any other way. But beyond that, the other one that I really like is Kasich. That's another one for you to consider. But, Sally, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin from Fargo on line one. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess what's on my mind, I think your premise is skewed. And a little bit ago you said, well, you're thinking it's the far-right extremists here that's all in for Donald Trump right now. And you just mentioned the same thing about Ted Cruz. And here's the thing. You had a caller not long ago that said Camille or high water will vote for Hillary. Here's the thing. The voters aren't, we're not punishing the Republican Party or anything else. The Republican Party leadership is not listening to the base. And you call the right-wing extremists, I call the base. Okay? We got Romney here the last election. All right? That's what the leadership wanted. Before that, we got McCain. That's what the leadership wanted. I just get back to Donald Trump. Oh, he's a crazy man, this and that. Name me another politician that's out there talking about the border. Name me another politician that's out there talking about, anything else he's bringing up, the VA hospitals. What he said, and what kills me is how he was really going to take an arrow for what he said about John McCain. And he actually went up in the polls. What does that tell you? That while he might have dissed John McCain's service, that was a long time ago. And what he's done since, we're not happy with. So if people actually agreed with him dinging McCain, as bad as that sounds, he's a rhino.
Kevin, I got to tell you, you've touched on this, the symptom of what we're talking about. Donald Trump, and by the way, I think the Ted Cruz is the conservative wing. I don't think Donald Trump is. What Donald Trump is tapping into the fact that people want somebody who's going to go out there and really get after some of these key issues and do that. My problem with Trump is that he is, you know, he is what he needs to be today to be popular. He was something different 2 years ago and 5 years ago and 7 years ago. And then when you get into the substance, so you're right that it's good that he's talking about this stuff, but what we've become is distracted by the sensationalism of what he's doing as opposed to the substance. And we need to have a substantial conversation about these issues. And I would argue that there are candidates who are talking about those issues, but they get overshadowed in the media because they want to focus on the tottery, cheap, and easy.
And sometimes things that, coming from the guy who said that that was my guy, yeah, which I've never said.
Pot, meat, kettle. Anyway, you're listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll be back with more callers in just a few minutes.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We're gonna win, win, we're gonna score.
Hey, we're loading up the What's On Your Mind fun bus and heading for the Twin Cities for Twins baseball. Come aboard the bus, I'll be there. We'll do the show live on our way down to the Twin Cities. We'll be Fargo Thursday morning, August 13th. Great seats behind home plate, $129 for your tickets and your ride, and $100 to get a hotel room in Fargo before or after as well. Come on and join us. Dave Noah's Remax Realtors, our fine sponsor for the Twins fun bus. August 13th, call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.